USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. With negotiations still at a gridlock, a government shutdown is looming if a deal cannot be reached by tonight. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's last-ditch effort at convincing fellow Republicans fell apart yesterday when they rejected a bill that he proposed to temporarily fund the government.
I pledged in taking this job to change Washington, to stand up for the American public. And that's exactly what we're doing.
A shutdown would result in millions of federal employees being furloughed and many others forced to work without pay until there's a deal. National parks would close. It could also affect those on food and financial assistance. More auto workers joined the picket line after UAW and Ford failed to come to an agreement after 2 weeks of talks.
The president of the United Auto Workers, Sean Fain, says there's a long way to go before the union reaches a deal with Ford. The UAW expanding its strike with more workers joining the picket line at factories in Illinois and Michigan. More than 25,000 auto workers on strike right now.
Laura Winters reporting. The country is looking back on the life of California Democrat and government trailblazer Dianne Feinstein, who has passed away at the age of 90.
The oldest serving senator, Feinstein had served in the Senate for 30 years, being first elected to the position in the early 1990s. Feinstein had suffered from frail health for the last few months. California Governor Gavin Newsom will appoint someone to temporarily fill the seat until the upcoming primaries in March. I'm Corey Myers.
A deluge of rain causes flash flooding in New York City, disrupting subway service, inundating ground-level apartments, and turning some streets into small lakes. Friday's torrential downpours came after a week of steady rain. Almost 8 inches of rain fell in some parts of the city. Governor Kathy Hochul warned of life-threatening floods and declared a state of emergency for New York City, Long Island, and the Hudson Valley. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GEAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GEAR.
Several people are dead in Illinois after a semi-truck carrying a toxic substance overturned and crashed into several vehicles on Highway 40 southeast of Springfield last night. Dangerous air conditions have prompted the evacuation of residents near Teutopolis. Hazmat crews have been working to contain a cloud of anhydrous ammonia from the overturned tanker. Authorities have not said exactly how many people were killed or injured. The IRS is implementing stricter regulations for ticket resellers. Individuals who earn over $600 from ticket resale must now declare that income as taxable. This change comes in response to a surge of grievances regarding ticket resellers, inflating prices notably for events like Taylor Swift's recent tour. In a major break, an arrest has been made 27 years after the murder of Tupac Shakur.
Las Vegas police have made an arrest in connection with the 1996 murder of rapper Tupac Shakur.
We are here today to announce the arrest of 60-year-old Dwayne Keith Davis, a.k.a. Keefy D., for the murder of Tupac Shakur.
Sheriff Kevin McMahill said Davis was arrested Friday morning. It follows a July search of Davis' residence. Shakur passed away 6 days after a drive-by shooting at a red light near the Las Vegas Strip. Tupac involved in a fight with Davis outside the Mike Tyson fight, which eventually led Davis to allegedly get the gun that was used to kill Shakur at that intersection. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
Jeremy Scott, USA News.
I'm Ebony Loren, and Febreze's new scent, Soothe and Restore, is so good, I wrote a song about it.
I know just what I do. Febreze has my favorite scent. Makes the perfect environment. Sweet like sugar, smooth shea butter. What could be better than being with each other? Now.